Every year, between 15 and 32 million metric tons of rock salt are used to clear snow and ice from the nation's roads. Thing is, all that salt doesn't stay on the roads. Spring rains, which are on the way for many parts of the country, eventually wash the salt into rivers and streams, and that can quickly destroy freshwater ecosystems. Jesse Remedios from member station WBUR explains why this problem has no easy fix.
A three-story tall gate creaks open and reveals a warehouse filled to the brim with light brown crystals. It's a mountain of rock salt.
We filled this shed this past week.
TJ Shea is what some might call a snow fighter. He's the superintendent of streets in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it's his job to keep roads dry and safe all winter long, using this salt at the city's public works facility. There's more than 1,000 tons of it here, equal in weight to about 9 blue whales. But Shea says during a typical New England winter, it won't last long.
No, this is a couple storms worth, you know, depending on the event and the duration.
That's a lot of salt. And by the end of the season, almost all of it will end up in rivers and streams.
I'm not sure I would have known that many years ago.
That's Andy Hersina, a scientist with the Mystic River Watershed Association. He says road salt has toxic effects on freshwater ecosystems. It's been known to kill plants and animals in places like Wisconsin, Illinois, and Colorado. Today, he stands beneath a busy bridge on the snowy banks of Alewife Brook near Cambridge. The waterway flows into the Mystic River and then Boston Harbor. He's doing what he calls guerrilla water quality monitoring.
Watch your step.
Hersina hauls a cinder block connected to a digital water testing device out of the stream.
It's a little heavy.
He hooks it up to his laptop.
There's an optical port on this thing.
And checks out a graph that spit out almost immediately.
You can see this spike in the black lines.
The spike shows a huge rise in salt levels over the past 2 days, thanks to a rainy day earlier in the week that washed all the nearby road salt into the brook. Hersina has tracked salt levels here for a year now, and this is just another data point that he hopes will spark an important conversation.
Can we reduce in some smart, collective way the use of road salt?
Richard Chase works with the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. He says we've known about the problem for more than a decade now, and salt reduction is a significant concern anywhere there is snow and ice, not just because of salt's impacts on aquatic plants and animals, but also because it can wind up in drinking water.
It's a problem that doesn't have easy solutions. It's not going away. We need to have safe roads.
Policy specialist Catherine Lang with the Massachusetts Rivers Alliance explains why there's no quick fix.
We don't have like an alternative that's fantastic and that we can use at scale. I think pilots are like a great option.
Pilot programs, like one in Cambridge that uses a brine mix of water and salt purified in the sun, instead of that mountain of rock salt I mentioned earlier.
We are saving salt, we're saving resources, we're saving our environment.
That's TJ Shea again, the snow fighter. Shea stores his brine in massive water tanks just outside the rock salt warehouse. Brine works the same way as the rock salt. Trucks pour it on the road before a storm, and then it melts snow as it hits the ground. But brine uses a quarter less salt than the standard rock salt. That's a big environmental benefit. And
it's obviously a lot cheaper of a product. We make it ourselves, so the savings that way.
Shea started using brine in 2019 after seeing its success in nearby towns. A rural county in Wisconsin has also experimented with a liquid cheese brine to de-ice roadways. Vermont's transportation agency also uses liquid salt. This year, Shea de-iced a third of streets in Cambridge using his salt and water mixture. He hopes to raise that number to 100%, but he needs more trucks equipped to spray the brine. Until then, when the snow falls, residents will continue to hear the familiar crunch of salt on a hard surface. For Here and Now, I'm Jesse Remedios.